You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
Intern Leah is here, and she's got her own at Mike Music.
I did not expect this.
Are you like a closet hip hop fan?
Very in the closet.
Are you?
Yes, yes.
Anytime.
I just have to describe Leah. She is like so like quiet and sweet. She is a Georgia Tech student, super smart. She really shouldn't be interning for us.
Jen has said that to us many times. She's like, Leah's too smart to be here. Should we let her go?
Like, we should just combine all of our IQs, and hers is much higher. Literally. I'm serious. Like, yeah, she really shouldn't be interning for us. And she has on her glasses, and she's very studious. So to hear her hip-hop music as her
stereotype
at Mike Music, it was kind of shocking.
But I've learned over the years, these are the type of women that you just don't trust.
You gotta watch out for them.
And you just
now.
Don't
Come
know
on.
What's on the inside trying to get out.
Yes, there's a balance of life going on, and it's in there somewhere, the wild side.
So Leah here is certainly not getting paid a whole bunch of money to be an intern on the Burt Show. In fact, we're paying her nothing. So she's making money outside of the Burt Show. And one way she's doing that, obviously, you got to find these small jobs in order to pay bills, is babysitting. And she's got one family she's a little nervous about.
Yeah, we're actually kind of like, I wouldn't say family friends, but our families are very acquainted with one another. And the kids are just awful. Like, they're awful. Like, have you ever seen the movie Dumb and Dumber? It's Dumb and Dumber-er, where like Bob Saget goes in the bathroom, there's just poop everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That actually happened to me. And I was like, should I just leave now? Or
how
I
old are the kids?
4 and 2.
Why was Bob Saget in their bathroom?
Don't ask.
Like Jen said, you're much smarter than anybody else in the room. So you got a 4-year-old and you got a 2-year-old, and they're like just out of hand.
They're terrible, and I can't take my eyes off them for like more than 5 seconds apiece, or they've broken something, or they've made a mess somewhere, or it's disgusting, and it makes me not want to have kids, to be honest with you.
Is there pressure because it's family friends?
Yes, that's the only reason why I still babysit for them.
The stakes are totally raised. Mm-hmm. If it's so, does that? You can't say this, but I'll ask the others. Does it make a statement about the way that the parents are raising the kids?
I would judge the parents based on the kids, yes.
Yeah, definitely. It doesn't sound like they have any discipline whatsoever.
Horrible. Horrible children.
Spawn of Satan.
And you have other families to compare it to.
Yes.
You babysit for a lot of families, mm-hmm. so you have children that are easy and well-behaved and nice to babysit, and that's the comparison.
Typically, the little girls are very nice to babysit because they're sweet, but the little boys, the ones that step in their poop.
Tornadoes. They do.
Step in your poop. Oh,
they don't step in it. They revel in it. They do. They wear it like war paint, man. Yeah. They love it.
It's nasty.
I have way too sensitive of a stomach to deal with it.
So how often does this family ask you to babysit?
I would say 2 to 3 times a month. And I've turned them down the past 4 times. So I'm hoping they get the clue, but they haven't. And it's just awkward.
What excuses do you use when you tell them no?
It happens. It just so happens that it's my best friend's birthday, like every weekend that they call me, or it's another anniversary or something. So,
oh my God.
Always
got
plans. Busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, she's so popular. She has so many girlfriends.
A lot of best friends.
Yeah. And, I bet they won't get the hint because since you're a family friend, on the other end, they can trust you, you know, and they don't want to have to find somebody else.
As a babysitter, if you were going to give advice to parents, as to what is the red flags of your babysitter, she just doesn't want to watch your kids anymore, so stop calling. Is it 3 times? Is it 4 times? Or what are the catchphrases that parents should listen for if they know their babysitter is breaking up with them?
I've broken up with families before by saying I want to concentrate on school.
Okay.
Just being kind of like, you can tell when someone's being sincere when they're not like, oh, I'm really sorry that I can't. I love your kids. And they're like, oh, dang.
So
have another birthday.
So I'd love your kids, but I can't.
Yeah, that's more genuine, I guess. And if you really want to like make the money, because it is good money for the most part, unless it's a bad family that pays you $5 an hour, because that's happened to me before. But if you really want to make the money, you'll find a way to make it happen more than canceling 3 or 4 times in a row.
Should you assume that, as the parent, should the parent assume that if the babysitter isn't available 3 straight times, it's a breakup?
That's pretty safe to say.
Okay. Three is the magic number.
Funny. Okay. So are you realizing that you and Stacey have ever been broken up with?
No, but, and this is going to sound very arrogant, but I think my kids are pretty easy. But I think every parent thinks that about
probably
their kids.
Absolutely. You know? Well, actually, no. I think there's some people who call up and say, yeah, I got tough kids. Like, I bet we could get people to call up and admit I've had babysitters disappear.
I want to hear the mother that says, my kids are horrible. We won't get a call.
We won't get anybody. If you know that your kids are really tough to babysit, then give us a call right now. This will be the loneliest 5 minutes that we have ever spent on the radio. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. Tell us that your kids are crappy. Meredith called before we asked for that. Hey, Meredith, good morning. You are on the BERT Show.
Hi, I love you guys' show.
Thanks. Thank you.
I wanted to tell a story. I babysit all the time. I'm a student, and so I babysit like full time for multiple different families. And I had a family that I had set up a deal with and was supposed to babysit twice a week for them, and went into it, and these kids were the worst kids I have ever seen. Talked back to me, told me they hated me. Absolutely horrible. And I was actually trying to think the whole day. I was trying to think of a way to get out of it. I was like, what can I say to them? What can I do to just leave? And later that day, they went to pay me. They were supposed to pay me $10 an hour, so I was supposed to get like $40 for this. The dad hands me $100. And I was like, maybe I'll stick around. Maybe I'll hold on. Later on, babysitting for them more and more. They've done that multiple times now. And I've actually had a few conversations with the mom about her telling me how horrible her kids are.
Oh, so really? They know that they gotta throw the cash around in order to not have to train a new babysitter every
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, these kids, I've never had kids like this. And I've probably babysat for over 50 kids total in my years of doing it.
Are you still babysitting?
Yes. I'm actually on my way to babysit right now.
Hey, Meredith, here's what we've done. Producer Tracy just started a Twitter account. Uh-huh. It's at TBS Sitter, at TBS, The BERT Show, Sitter. And what we want you and other babysitters to do from now on is we want you to tweet to that that account while you're babysitting how bad the kids are.
And we will
read those tweets anonymously on the air, so the parents will never know it's you guys. But as they're doing crappy things, go ahead and tweet about it.
Okay.
All right. It's at TBS Sitter, S-I-T-T-E-R. Okay.
Sounds good. I was just like the intern. I've had poop on the walls. I've had puke on the walls. I mean, everything you can think of.
Woo. Yeah, nasty.
See, when it's your own kid, it's different than when it's somebody else's kid.
Totally.
Poor Jen Hobby has been struggling with a stomach bug all morning. This is the topic that we get into.
All right, Meredith, maybe you can tweet today if anything goes out of hand, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, this goes for any babysitter. When you're babysitting, just go ahead. Don't take it out on the kids. Just tweet to at TBS Sitter, and we're going to read those from time to time on The BERT Show. Here is Jade. Good morning. You are on The BERT Show. Hi.
Hey, I was calling to tell a story from when I was younger. My brother was actually a horrible, horrible child to babysit for. I, on the other hand, was a little bit better. But he locked me and my friend and the babysitter, actually, probably a 19-year-old, he was a guy, in a tiny little closet for about 2 hours. Locked us in there with a chair. And needless to say, we didn't have that babysitter again. My parents were a little bit freaked out after that. But, yep. That's what my brother did.
Stories that you don't tell the next babysitter.
I know, right?
Hey, now, how come you're in the market for a new babysitter? The other guy moved away. Moved away? Well, he got locked in the closet. He locked in the closet? By who? Don't worry about it. I mentioned we pay you $100.
Here is Ashley. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on The BERT Show.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
I just wanted to let you guys know that I will admit that my son is horrible.
Really?
And recently, we had my little cousin babysit him, and she wouldn't get him milk fast enough. He's 3 years old, by the way. He went upstairs in my bathroom, opened the window himself, went in my cupboard, got nail polish, opened it, and threw it on top of her white Equinox that she just bought.
Oh.
Her car?
No.
That's the car. I was outside when I got home from work with a Q-tip trying to get red paint off the top of her new car. He's horrible. Mm. He's actually, like, taken a crap on the stairs before because she wouldn't get up fast enough and take him in the bathroom. And he's three.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
He would do it on purpose and come tell you he did it. He's horrible. We had to move my mother to Atlanta to watch him for us because, honestly, if you're not related to him, if you're not a parent, he doesn't care what you do, what you say. He's not paying you any mind.
Wow.
And he does very vindictive things. He's so bad.
And how much more do you have to pay than, like, the your neighbor?
She had to move family into town.
Her mom.
Her mom is moved here.
So nobody would take it.
I don't think anybody would watch him. I really don't think. I think 5 minutes into it, he's so cute and he's so little, you would think that he's just the biggest sweetheart because he'll tell you how much he loves you even if he doesn't even know you. But as soon as we leave and you watch him, he does some of the most ridiculous things that you can never imagine would happen with a child.
Ooh, my butt would have been
I command beat. That she, or commend her rather, I commend that she actually admitted it because I'm shocked a mother would. But
she's not the only one. Hey, Christy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I have a couple horrible kids.
Yeah, and you know it.
So is this horrible kid poker?
Yeah.
She's like, I got two.
Yeah, I have two, 4 and 3 year old boys, and they are insane.
What do they
do? And everybody knows it. That's why everybody's probably listening to it just going, whoa, she's calling. But my sister and my mother hate to watch both of them at the same time because they're just crazy. The energy they have is ridiculous. Jumping off the couch, you know, the poopy jokes is funny. That's hilarious. They just go poopy anywhere they want, pee anywhere they want, and it's just, you know, I think it's funny.
Yeah, it's the greatest thing in the world if you're that age. I mean, poop is the funniest thing ever. It comes into every conversation. It makes its way to every single conversation.
Ew.
Why is that?
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
It's got to be a boy thing. I don't hear any girl stories doing that.
They are.
Yeah.
Here's Lauren. Hey, Lauren, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I have a 3.5-year-old little boy. His name is Ollie, and I have to pay my own sister $12 an hour to babysit him.
How
Your
much?
Own sister.
$12 an hour.
What's the going rate normally for a babysitter?
She watches my two nephews for $10 an hour.
So you have to give her a 20% increase.
Yes, for one child, yes.
Wow. You're probably coming home from whatever you're doing early so you don't have to pay the extra cash.
Exactly, yeah. She's always calling. She's like, are you almost done with work? When are you going to be home? This is horrible.
There is that. I've been told that there is that sort of like scary walk from your car into the house because you know the house is going to be a mess when you walk in when the babysitter's there, but you just don't know how messy it's going to be. So that 4 minutes of anxiety or 4 seconds of anxiety from your car into the house is the worst.
How long do you sit in the car before you get out? Like,
you meditate. Take a couple of breaths. Tracy says I might have messed up this TBS sitter thing. Were we going to ask babysitters to email us and we were going to give them the password or something? Is that how we're going to do
it? Yeah, that's how they use the account.
Okay, so they shouldn't tweet at TBS sitter.
Because their name and their picture would pop up if they did it that way.
So, yeah, so if you're a child care provider and you want to vent during your child care hours.
Anonymously,
email Tracy. Tracy with an E at theburtshow.com or email any of us. We'll make sure she gets it. And she'll write you back with a username and password to this TBS sitter account. And then if you want to follow along, follow that account and random tweets will pop up from these sitters. It might just say, watching a 3-year-old poop in the refrigerator. Enough said.
So that way we can protect your identity. I get it. Okay, so what you'll do is you'll email us today and say, look, I want to be part of this whole thing. We will email you username and password, and then you just tweet as you want while you're babysitting, and we'll read along.
Right.
So you can do that at theburtshow.com.
Here, Burt Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
It's a parenting question, and it's kind of twofold. One, do you think if you are if you were within earshot of somebody who's cussing in a public place, would you ever ask them to stop cussing if your kids were with you?
Like, let's Melissa say, can answer yeah. that about her frozen embryos.
She is technically a mother. When I'm around the refrigerator and I cuss, Katie slaps me.
If the freezer's open. But like, let's say you're sitting at, you know, you're hanging out at Applebee's or whatever, you know, or Olive Garden when you're there, your family, and the other table, the table right next to you, they are swearing a lot. Like, and your kids can hear it. Can you say, hey, would you mind not cussing?
Would it depend? Okay, this is a difference between who I want to be and who I am. Who I want to be is brave enough to pull like one person away from the table and say something in private, but who I am would just shut up.
Okay.
Now, if I'm at a baseball game for some reason, there's a whole bunch of drunk people behind me or something like that, and they're cussing and my kids are listening to this for a couple of innings, then I think even real me would say something to them about
it. And be like, hey, dude, I got a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old up here.
Right. Like, this is, yeah. Yeah, you're at a baseball game. Right. I would say something like that. But
I think in a restaurant, wouldn't it depend on the age of the people, too? If they were your same age, you probably wouldn't say anything. But if they were younger, like if it was a table full of teenagers, do you feel like you could reprimand them for cussing?
Yeah, probably
around your
so.
Kids?
Yeah, I think that's valid. Yeah.
Well, here's how. A scenario that I was in and how I was able to distract myself from having any sort of confrontation at all.
Okay.
It really worked out well in my favor. But if it ever comes up again, Bert, I want you to explain how to handle this situation.
Okay.
So you're at a restaurant, you hear a bunch of cussing at the table next to you, and you realize that the cussing is coming from a group of kids. They're younger, probably 8 to 14-ish.
So their parents are around also.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, which is less offensive or more appropriate? Do you say something to the table of kids or do you say something to the parents who aren't disciplining their kids?
I think it might have to deal with the age of the kids, but let's ask this question. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. So you're at whatever restaurant.
Yep.
You got a table of 8 to 14-year-olds. Their parents are at the same table or are they
nope.
sequestered at another table?
They're at a different table. So if I was just based on what I saw, it's like maybe 3 or 4 couples who don't get together often said, let's get together. So they all chose to go to a restaurant and they brought their kids and the kids got to sit at their own table and the parents got to sit at their own table. So if you're a parent looking across a restaurant, do you want to see a person, an adult person, talking to a whole table of kids and whatever? Or would you rather have the adult person go over to you as the parent and say, I have to let you know that your kids are being pretty offensive?
Parent on parent.
Parent code.
Yeah, because you can say, because somehow in the beginning of that conversation, you can probably say, look, you guys don't have any idea what's going on over at that table right there, so I don't blame you for that. But I just want to let you know that I'm a parent also, and then I think I try to explain it that way.
Now, what if it's obvious to you as you study the parents who you're considering approaching that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree?
Oh, because the parents are doing the same thing?
They may not care.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know how that can be done.
The easy solution that we successful. Decided on far too late is just to tell the server and tell the restaurant manager, but take a restaurant thing out of it. What do you do if you see a kid playing on the street and he's doing something rude or like throwing rocks at something and you know where the parents are? You approach the kid or do you approach the parent?
This is one of these great scenarios that you brought up a couple of weeks ago. Like, how come if you're not doing the offensive thing that you're uncomfortable bringing it to somebody's attention?
Yes.
You shouldn't be, but it's human nature.
Right. I want to be the person who is not uneasy at somebody else's offense,
right.
And I'm not. And I think very few people are, and if you are one of those people, I like you.
Hey, Tanya, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi. I was just saying that I've been in a situation like that before, and what I've done is approach the management.
But take
the management to approach that table.
But if you take
their responsibility to for the customers to be comfortable in their environment.
Did it work?
Yeah. The manager went over to them and just said, "Excuse me, you know that? Could you quiet down a little bit? You're upsetting some of the other customers." And I don't know if they got a free dessert or something. I don't know, but yeah. But that happened in my case, the management handled it.
All right, so you can go right to management and take yourself out of the equation altogether.
But if you're in a situation with no management, like if you can see the parent, you can see the kid, and the kid's misbehaving, let's go to a playground. Your kids still go to playgrounds?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say there's one kid throwing rocks at another kid or something like that, and you see the parents sitting over on the bench talking on the phone.
I think I've told you guys before what I've done in a situation like that.
Well, you push the kid down the slide.
I pinch the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little under the arm, just a little bit.
He's jacked up.
Without committing physical assault on somebody else's child, let's say the mom's sitting over in the corner just chatting away on her cell phone, and the kid's, like, throwing rocks or pushing another kid.
I'd go right to the kid. If he's that young, I'd go right to the kid. Hey, Jamie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. First,
hey,
I'd size
good morning,
him up.
Guys. I used to be a server at a restaurant, and I came across this problem several times. And instead of going straight to the kids, I learned quickly that the kids don't care. They're going to talk like that no matter what. And as soon as you turn around after reprimanding them or asking them not to, they're just going to make fun of you and continue what they were doing. So I'd go straight to the parents. It's the parents' responsibility. And I think that people are too scared to approach, you know, parents these days. They're afraid to say something to parents because they feel like it might not be their place. But, you know, if you're not going to say it, who's going to?
Yeah, again, this is one of those situations where you are not doing anything offensive, but you feel, like, uneasy because you have to present this to somebody else, and you shouldn't have to, but it's human nature.
It's so jacked up.
It is. Renee, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Love the show. You might get punched in the face.
Huh? Why?
If you go talk to the parents. This happened at Carrabba's a few months ago at Town Center. Some kids were climbing over some booths. A gentleman got up and went and talked to the father. The father told him, mind his own business. The gentleman finally went out to their car to leave. The dad goes out there, punched the guy in the face, sent him to the hospital. He had to get stitches.
Wow. No, that's why maybe you just take yourself out of it and management's the way to go. But definitely. I think you'd probably be more – I'd be angrier if you went directly to my kid than you did me.
But you said that on the playground you would go to the kid.
I mean, if he's like, I'm thinking he's a 4 or 5 year old kid, yeah, I would tell him to stop.
I think either way it's uncomfortable.
If it's a teenager, maybe not.
Probably not.
You don't want to offend a parent's parenting skills, so going to directly to the parent, you feel like you're being offensive to how they're teaching their kids to behave.
Again, I think, you know, for me, I'm a little guy. I have to size the kid up. Can I take him? Can I not take him?
Can I run quicker than that
kid? I've got a taser on me. I don't have a taser on me. Hi, Maya. Good morning. You'll be the last call on this, and we'll move on. What's up?
Hey, so what I do is I like to play the passive-aggressive card. Like, I guess in the playground situation, if there was a kid acting up and a parent just didn't care, I take my daughter and very loudly to where the parent can hear, I say, hey, see that kid over there? He's acting really bad, and you shouldn't do that because I bet he doesn't get to do a lot of fun things at home because of his behavior.
Oh, wow.
So therefore, not directly addressing the parent, but to where the parent maybe gets embarrassed in front of other people. I don't know.
That can make a parent snap also,
exactly.
Man. They get embarrassed, and then you don't know how they're going to act. I don't know. I really don't know.
I like how she just called herself out. I take the passive-aggressive approach.
This is The Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hello, Callie Marianne.
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Now, we've all been trying to do the math here. How is it possible that you claim that you're going out on your first date?
With the same guy.
With the same dude.
Okay, kind of confusing, but so about 3 years ago, I went on a date with this guy, and it was great, but I actually ended up starting to sort of, I had this on again, you know, off again relationship with this other guy. And that actually turned into a semi-relationship for like the next year and a half after I went on the first date with this guy.
Okay.
Then we actually randomly ran into each other, you know, like about a year and a half later after I was with this other guy. And we went on our, I guess you could say, second first date.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you still with me? Mm-hmm. Basically, he was sort of in the same situation as I was when we first went on our, like, first date. He was going out with other girls sort of randomly, you know? And then So that didn't really work out. And then we keep like randomly, you know, running into each other over the, like, the next 2 years. And every time we do, you know, we go on a date. So that's how it's been sort of like four first dates. And like the last one was basically, you know, it's just been so bad timing is what it's called, you know, just complete bad timing. You know, he's always with somebody else or I'm with somebody else. But we like each other and we just, you know, we go on these dates. And, you know, I think the last one, you know, he was like working a lot, you know, and his job was making him move. And so he was like, well, what's the point, you know, of going on a second date? So it's just been like the worst timing ever with us. And I just want to make sure that, like, you know, I can go on a second date with this guy. Like, is this all, like, is it fate that I keep running into him just randomly after like all these years?
Fate would be, you know, a bad
should
thing.
I really try to make this happen, or...
I think you should, because there's obviously a connection there and an attraction there, and you've had a good time on all these first dates, right?
Yeah. I just think really great.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a matter of timing, and I think you should totally do it.
In this definition of destiny that we're always talking about, this is like the forces of nature are bringing the two of you together, and they're saying, here are the signs right here. Mm-hmm. He's right in front of you. She's right in front of you. When the timing is right, go for it. And now the timing seems to be right.
Yeah. It's like when Harry met Sally or something, you know, like years pass and you keep running into each other and you're like, wait a second, maybe this should happen. I don't know. Hopefully, you know, we can go on a second date. I just don't know if it'll last that long, you know, like maybe, I don't think you can really say that yet.
I've got two thoughts on this, because I do like the whole destiny thing that you guys keep running into each other, mm-hmm. even though the timing's not right. Something is keeping you guys within each other's lives. I like that part of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But there's also a common sense part of me also that says that if he was really digging on you in the past,
he'd make it happen.
He would have made it happen already. Would have already been contacting you, and if he was really into you.
It might be out of sight, out of mind, though.
And why isn't she making it happen with him? Ooh, what do you think of that, Bert? I flipped the script on you. Stand back.
No, I think you guys are actually overanalyzing it. Huh.
That's what we guys do.
Dudes.
We're like watches kind of guys. Like on the outside, we're like it's a face, you know, and you can just see the hands and stuff. But if you open it up, there's like a whole bunch of moving parts and stuff.
That's you're digital. Always, that is so brilliant, Bert.
We're always thinking. Did you say that he has a girlfriend now, or you have a boyfriend, or in the past you guys have, but you've still gone out on these dates?
Right, but they weren't like, it was sort of an on again, off again relationship. Like it wasn't like a set, you know. It wasn't
when you were on a break, you would go out with this guy.
Huh?
When you were on a break from your on again, off again, you would go out with this guy.
Yeah, basically. I mean, and it was only when we randomly, you know, ran into each other, something was always going on, you know, but a couple times that we've gone out, you know, there's either been somebody else that we've sort of been with, but we're like, oh, you know, let's go out, you know.
I don't quite exactly understand what you're asking from our community, though. Like, am I supposed to be posing a question to our Burt Show listeners for advice, or are you just calling to say, hey, follow up with me on Monday?
Yeah. I mean, I would love to follow up, you know, and just let you know sort of what happened. That would be cool. I would love to know also from the community is this something that I should really pursue, or should I just forget it and just be like, well, this is how it's going to be the rest of our lives.
It's the second day in a row we've talked to a woman that's just overthinking a situation.
Well, I just think that it to me, I'd be so fascinated by the fact, why does this guy keep coming into my world, you know?
Yeah.
So I would definitely go out. And I think that the way you make it work better than it worked before is you just be not on a break with somebody and go back to him. You have gone to other people after him. So, I mean, if you like him, stay with him.
I do like the idea of signs, though. Like, I wonder if there's like who is listening right now that you constantly were running into your future husband or future wife and just didn't realize it until you just were like, just gave in. You know, like you just find somebody in the most random places and you can't ignore the signs anymore.
Serendipity.
That's what I'm asking is because, like, should I ignore this? You know,
no, you should never ignore that.
You should never ignore that. There's a reason. I totally believe there's a reason it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't ignore the signs. Go for it.
Even if it's just to have fun. This doesn't necessarily have to be your husband in the future, but there's a reason, so might as well go for it. There's no reason not to.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm convinced.
Good luck. Maybe we'll give you a call on Monday and find out how the whole thing went, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. I think today, the last 2 days have been really good. Really good, like, peeks into the way women think. Just the overthinking of things with the resignation yesterday and the promotion and this one here. Everything's finally lined up for them where they can legitimately go out on a date. And here she is thinking, should I really go out on a date?
Well, see, I think that the way women think, I like the way women think, but there are certain situations in which it doesn't, it hurts them more than it helps them. I don't believe in that women overanalyze. I just think women really analyze things more so than guys do from all angles. And I just think in some simple situations, that is when they're you know, it's just too much, you know? So.
All right. I don't think there's anywhere to go with that.
And
I think that's pretty much it.
End scene.
End scene. Here is Anne. Good morning, Anne. You are on The Burt Show. Hello.
Good morning. I love you guys, by the way.
Thank you. What's up?
I would say that maybe there is some kind of fate stepping in here, but I would caution her to be careful.
Wow.
Because I kind of had a sort of odd situation happen with my ex-husband. We knew each other in high school because I dated a friend of his, and we had all these weird incidences where we were at the same place, but strange things happened to keep us from seeing each other at the same place. Like, I was at a party, and I dropped my glass, and it shattered and broke and bent over as he went walking by me, and he actually remembered that happening. I worked at a restaurant, busted my head open 5 minutes before he and his family came in to eat.
I think his presence caused you to hurt yourself every time.
Yeah. I would take that as caution.
Yeah, I don't think it was trying to avoid each other. I think every time he came in, harm came to you. That's the sign.
And she did indicate it's the ex-husband, so the signs were stay away from this guy. You just weren't paying attention to him.
He's dangerous.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Chelsea Clinton's wedding. She's getting married on July 31st. So if you're not attending our Jersey Shore party, we're sure you're here at the Clinton wedding. The amount of cash that they're spending on this is ridiculous, man. $2 million for her wedding.
That's a huge amount of money.
That's
ridiculous.
But
like, I mean, Melissa said this when we brought it up on Friday. Like, I mean, she is the daughter. I mean, she's like American
She's
royalty.
She's the daughter of Secretary of State and former president. And it's their only kid.
I don't think I'm ready to say that the Clintons are American royalty.
A former president and the current Secretary of State. I mean, you can.
The Kennedys feel. I mean, the Kennedy they have this, you know, lineage.
Sure, there's a long lineage, but still.
This is the first time a first lady has turned into a dignitary herself. So, I mean, and this is their only kid.
Well, they're making it, it's going to be quite a day.
So, $2 million for them is nothing.
And she's done very well for herself. Chelsea. I mean, she's carved out a really strong career and gotten a really great degree and all this stuff, and she's marrying a normal guy. I think it's pretty cool that she grew up in the limelight like that, you know, in her awkward teenage years, getting all that criticism that she got and all that, you know, all that time, and still to come out and be like a strong, stable person. You know, I would expect somebody like that to be in rehab.
If this was Hollywood, that's what we'd be talking about, right?
You know, and she's not.
All right, we'll start with some of these items now. We won't get through them all, and we'll continue later on in the morning. This is what is part of Chelsea Clinton's $2 million wedding. The reception space is rumored to be anywhere from $125,000 to $200,000. I don't have the exact space where it is, but $125,000 to $200,000 right there. Whew. Catering? Can this be right? $750,000 for catering?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Well, how many people is she have coming? That's a lot of people to feed.
It doesn't say here, but $750,000.
Fancy food.
You're going to have the best food. You're going to have appetizers, entrees, desserts, wine, bar.
Think about how many people. There'll be probably 600, 800 people there.
Yeah.
Maybe even more because politically, yeah, they're in the political world also. Mm-hmm. So you can't like not. Right. You have to make sure you're not offending anybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this is the wait staff too, not just the food.
$750,000 for catering. The flowers, $250,000 for
easily.
Flowers alone.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
Mm-hmm. Music, $40,000.
Oh, yeah, because they got to book one of the best bands out there for her wedding.
My guess is the YouTube video that will come out of the wedding will be when Bill Clinton gets up on stage at some point during the reception and starts playing.
Oh, he'll have to.
You know he's going to break out
right,
the songs,
right?
Sex,
right. Yeah.
So I'll detail some more of this stuff for you guys later on, man. But Chelsea Clinton's wedding, $2 million this weekend.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just 10 bucks. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com, and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.